When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. Baby, you live in a lot, but baby, you ain't living right. Champagne and drinking with your friends. You live in a dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not fazed, only here to sin. If you aim in your garden, you know that you can. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the is this really the number one song in North America right now? Yes, it is.
I guess so.
I just wonder... I feel like the charts are changing a little bit. Like, it's now curiosity can drive a song to be number one, whereas before it needed to be like, you had to play the shit out of it first, you know, and then it would get to number one. But now when songs debut, they're debuting at number one because people are just curious about
them. Yeah, maybe it's not such a trophy to wear anymore.
I know. Now it's more like if you can stay at number one. Like, I'll give you an example. Drake came out with his EP.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the songs on the EP debuted at 1, 2, and 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, which is the gold standard for, like, hit songs.
And he had, like, a huge party after that.
Yeah, but none of them really feel like hit songs, and they disappeared from 1, 2, and 3 almost the next week.
Mm-hmm. So was that something to celebrate? Yes. But the longevity really makes a difference.
Because this song is okay, but... Yeah, maybe I haven't heard it enough to want to... Like, it doesn't make me want to hear it again.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X, by the way. And the number one song is called Montero. Here we are.
Here we are, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed something funny on Instagram on the weekend. We posted on Energy's page, Energy 95.3 Radio on Instagram, a video of us singing the Friday song, which is something we do on the show every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we posted that because we want people to participate in, like, a Friday song video we're compiling. So you can, like, click on the link and send us a video of you singing it, and we're going to compile it. It's going to be awesome. So I had gone through the video, and I was just looking at the statistics and the interactions that was happening just to see if anyone was, like, interested in clicking through the link.
Okay.
To, like, send us a song submission.
And what do you see in the stats? Like, what kind of stuff would you see?
Oh, well, you see how many people clicked the link. You see how many people visited the profile. And then because we were all tagged in the video, I can see who was clicking. I can see who was getting the most clicks on their profile.
Oh.
So who do you think between Professor Bandis, Monsieur T-Bird Tucker, or myself was getting...
Who's getting the most curiosity?
Who was getting creeped on the most on Instagram this weekend by our Energy Radio listeners?
I would think it would depend on the audience.
It's Bundus.
If there was more males that were looking at the post that one that day, I would say Moji's got the most.
I would say it's got to be Bundus, because Bundus is the most undercover of the, you know, he hasn't really been, like, public for as long as Maura and I.
Guys, it was Bundus by a landslide.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys,
I figured it'd be Bundus.
Yeah.
So they saw, was it on a frame that showed Bundus? And then they're like, he's pretty hot. I'm going to follow through and see what other pictures.
It was a 15-second one-story video. And Bundus was maybe visible in the last 3 seconds.
Oh, so they needed some more, huh?
They got a taste and wanted more.
Forget who was it you, Tucker, who was making fun of the shot of Bundus? You're like, it's not even a flattering shot of you, Bundus. I hope you don't mind me including it.
Well, it was because Bundus shot it lengthwise, and the video was, like, more Instagram, selfie portrait, mode. Selfie mode. Yeah.
Right.
And so because of that,
you and I were at like a normal distance away from the camera, and then Bundus came on and filled up the whole frame. Well, like wall to wall Bundus, top to bottom, left to right, like
he was a centerfold.
The whole frame was Bundus's body and head. Almost the top of your head was cut off. It was so, you know, tight.
Well, people loved it.
Yeah,
and they clicked through. Did you get a lot of followers this weekend, or did they just creep you, I wonder?
I have I did get a good amount of followers, but not like mind blowing.
Okay.
You didn't get on your Instagram and go, whoa, what happened? Holy cow.
There looks like to be about 20 or so new followers over the last.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Because 26 people clicked through to you.
Mm.
So if you got 20.
That's it?
That means, well, yeah, that's it. But that's pretty good.
Yeah, compared to how many clicked through to me? Like 2?
10.
Oh, 10. Oh, okay.
Not that's not bad.
And Mara, where are you fit in?
0.
Oh, no.
No. Dun, dun, dun.
0.
0. I'm thinking these stats have got to be off.
Yeah, yeah. But that's just one, because there were 4 frames of that.
Of the Friday song?
Yeah, there were like...
Just one.
What do you mean, just one?
Oh, you mean I had one 15-second story that went up.
That's it?
That's it, my friend.
Oh. Oh, wait, that was a tease. On the radio account or on
the radio
yours?
Account, yeah. That okay. was a tease to go click through to submit. I didn't want to put the whole damn thing
gotcha,
out there.
Gotcha. All right. That makes sense. I'm getting confused because I also posted something that was like...
4 frames.
It was 4 frames, but that was on my personal account. Yeah, got it.
There you go. So 10 people. Did you get any followers this weekend?
I don't know. You know, I'm always getting followers. So
every day.
It's so funny. You know, I find Instagram to be such a double-edged sword. What's the expression, Bundus? It's a double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, on one hand, you know, you want to post and be active on your social media.
Yeah.
On the other hand, every time I post, I lose followers.
Yeah.
But then I gain some back through, you know, stuff like that where the post is up somewhere else and I'm tagged on it and people start following me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like always afraid. You know, I'll give you an example. On my personal Radio_Tucker Instagram, I started to get worried because I realized the last 3 posts I put up were my puppy. My dog.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm sure there's some people who don't give a single fuck about the fact that I got a dog.
Yeah. And, did you lose followers?
Of course. Every time I post, I lose followers.
Well, why don't you
every
hashtag that puppy? Puppy love. Puppy dad.
Puppies of Instagram.
Puppies of Instagram.
I do that. Yeah. And then maybe I'll gain a couple followers from people who like to follow puppies. But that's not really what I want my account to be.
Right.
You know, I hate social media. I love it and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I spend so much time on it looking at other people that I can't say I hate it. But at the same time, I hate that, like, you're getting pulled one way and then you get pulled the other way and then you're afraid to post. And in the end, I don't really care about how many followers I have. So if 10 people drop off when I post something and then I gain 5 the next week, who cares?
Yeah, you'd rather them drop off than be like, oh, God, Tucker with another dog post again, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what I try and do is just post things that are going on in my life and put them up there. Isn't that what social media is supposed to do? Is just like, this is what I'm up to. And either you want to follow along or you don't.
I remember like meeting this mom and our kids used to play together and she was like a social media wizard. And I'm like, what's the secret, man? And she's like, everything you have to post has to be on brand. What's on brand? What's on brand? I'm like, I don't want brand. I mean, I'm a personality. It's just me. And the more I think about that, the more I'm like, everything we post should be radio stuff. It should be behind the scenes stuff. It shouldn't be your stupid dog and your boat.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that people are like, I'm not following Tucker for that. I'm following Tucker for the radio show.
Yeah, but then follow us on our radio station handle, you know, because I would argue that my personal Instagram, which is a public profile, like meaning anyone can follow, you don't have to get approved, that it's a look into the other things that we're doing when we're not on the air.
Right, and if you are a fan of you, you should enjoy that.
I don't even know. I mean, don't we all just follow people so our feeds are full and when we're bored, we can like scroll through?
Yeah.
I mean... Do I think anyone really cares what I'm doing after we're off the air or not doing a podcast? No, I don't. I really don't think so.
No, but, I agree. But, you know, Bundus, for example, producer of the radio show, I'm sure you would love to click on his profile because you want to see some of those old band pictures and stuff, because that comes up on the podcast, right? I mean, that's another asset of your personality.
Yeah, I mean, if I cared enough to like really focus on social media, I don't do it anymore, but I would definitely focus my brand, because even though, yes, we do a radio show here, I'm more than, I like, if people want to follow me, I want to make sure that when they come to me, they're getting a certain kind of image or feeling whenever they're looking at my profile. So it would have a certain aesthetic, and all of the photos would be kind of giving off this impression of that I live a certain lifestyle. So you're coming to me to get a certain feeling when you're on that page. It's the same reason that I would follow anybody else, is when I go to their page, I want to see, you know, that them living a life that I wish I could be living, or them creating a feeling for me, whether it's like, oh, you know, a guy who cooks barbecues in the Bahamas and that's all he does. He's got hot girls around him in bikinis and he's got meat on a grill. Like, I want to see photos of that constantly when I go to this guy's
page.
Why
don't you have more pictures of your Corvette up then?
I just don't really want to share my life with people anymore.
Oh.
Unless I'm on a vacation or like, you know, traveling and I'm with a group of people, I feel kind of douchey. And I know everybody does it, but
Well, stop posting douchey pictures. But I hear you. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The chemise terrible up there.
Yeah, but that's a photo that I took with a bunch of people, right? Like, I wouldn't take a selfie of me in my chemise terrible and go like, oh, look at me in my chemise going out with the girls tonight. You know, like, it's not something I would do.
Right.
There is a picture of your Corvette I'm just seeing here. Oh, but that was from 2013. That's the most recent picture of your Corvette. Is that your motorcycle there too?
Yeah.
Yeah. From 2013, again, you used to post more.
Yeah. Also, I scrubbed that. Like, I scrubbed a ton of photos off that profile.
Yeah.
Because I used to post shit like that. Like, here, look at me doing a little duck face selfie in the car with my shirt off. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and who's this? Sugar Mama surprised me with a date to watch the Maple Leafs.
That's a girlfriend of mine.
You know? Just a friend that's a girl?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're creeping his profile live.
Yeah. I'm checking it out now. I mean, I definitely, you don't post much, so you don't really show up on my radar.
Yeah, the last time I posted something was a wedding I went to like 2 years ago. I don't think I've posted anything since I got back from France. Really.
You look like Bryan Adams posing with your electric guitar like this.
Oh, yeah?
And a jean jacket. I just think of like Summer of 69 or something.
Summer of 69.
It's a classic hit, man.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, look, we all follow people, so our feeds are full and we got something to do when we're bored.
And we tend to follow the more attractive people than the less attractive people, don't we?
Or people doing really cool things. And like, I follow a lot of people who are kiteboarding and foil kite or whatever, wing foiling and...
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Look at the
first picture that comes up here. This is literally like right now. This is this chick I follow, and she's a competitive kiteboarder, and she's recently got into wing foiling. Look at how cool that looks.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you follow things that you're interested in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, like, I follow accounts that are hot chicks and, like, fast cars and, like, you know, things that I wish I was doing, essentially.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, those are interesting stats. Better luck next time, Mo.
I know, right? What the hell? Baby,
you live in the lab, but baby, you can't tell you what we're going to do. We're moving sort of in a new direction, trying something else out, and that's going to be the Daily Take 2, which is, if you missed our radio show, we're going to bring you some moments that you may not have heard.
Happened today.
Yeah. As always, appreciate you checking out the podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's Tucker and Maura, or should I say once again, it's Maura along with the great Tuckerini. Would that be a good name for somebody who can predict the future?
I don't know about that.
I think it would be like Tuckstradamus, you know?
Tuckstradamus!
Tuckstradamus!
Yes! Hello, my people!
I prefer the great T-Bird, but that's just me.
It is me, the great Tuckerini, or the great Tuckstradamus.
I like that.
Why are you so proud of yourself?
Because I totally, 100% predicted what was going to happen with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry in regards to the funeral,
right,
which is coming up this weekend for Prince Philip.
It's happening April 17th.
Yeah. We were talking about it on Friday,
and we're like, okay, would Meghan Markle miss a photo opportunity like that?
Or would she like want to avoid the awkwardness that has, you know, now become the reality of her relationship with the royal family, Harry's relationship with the royal family after the Oprah interview? And I'd just like to point out, this is something I said on Friday.
That's a really good point,
Harry goes alone. Harry goes alone
because Meghan's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
How
she can't travel.
How far along is she? She's got to be.
Far enough, trust me, far enough. She's not getting on a plane during a pandemic.
God.
You know, you got the pandemic, you got the pregnancy. It's like she's staying back for the safety of her child that's in utero and for Archie. And Harry's going to go represent their family at the funeral, and he can deal with the awkwardness.
Okay.
That's
100% that's what you're calling? All right.
100%.
The great Tuckstradamus has indeed predicted the future.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Tuckstradamus. Apparently it was because her physician did not recommend her travel at this
time.
That's
right, of course.
So that's why she won't be going. It's a bit sad, though, because this could have been...
I wonder how much that recommendation costs.
Yeah.
As much as a sick note from the doctor?
Just like my doctor gave me a letter so I can bring my dog on the plane with me because the dog is like an anti-anxiety medication
right.
for me.
It's a bit sad because this could have been an opportunity for them to rebuild a little bit, you know?
Well, look... I don't blame her 100%. Don't you think I would have loved to miss out on some of Deb's family drama in my lifetime by just not being able to go?
Yeah.
But, I mean, why would she want to be there to deal with Harry and his dad and his brother?
Mm-hmm. It'd be pretty stressful for sure.
Yeah. And look, that kind of stress can't be good when you're pregnant. So.
No.
If it's going to be stressful, 100% the doctor's going to say, maybe you shouldn't go.
Yeah.
Why would you put your body through that?
And it's COVID, guys. COVID
and
times.
And it's COVID. Although, I wonder if he flew commercial or if they would have sent the royal jet to pick him up. Do they even... all my knowledge of the royal family comes from The Crown. So it all tends to be about, 30 years late?
I'm sorry. I thought it came from your crystal ball.
And my crystal ball. Well, no. Predicting the future comes from that. But, I don't know. Do they still have a royal jet? I know they got rid of the royal yacht.
They got rid of the yacht. Yeah, because that was starting to look a little frivolous.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's a royal jet somewhere.
I mean, Meghan did fly when she was pregnant with Archie. Later in her pregnancy to go attend her baby shower. But at the same time, it wasn't a global pandemic. So I don't blame her, but I did predict it. 100%.
Thank you for reminding us yet again.
Join us later as I make more predictions about the future.
It's Tucker and Maura. We are in the midst of, it looks like, a good 4 or 5 days where we're going to see some rain every day.
I thought about Bundus this weekend because I was like, I guess it's going to be the perfect week that will cleanse the streets.
I love it.
Before he brings out the Corvette.
Soak those streets. Clean it away, yeah.
Is that part of the process? You got to have the streets washed clean by Mother Nature before you bring the vet on the street?
Just any excess salt that might be lying around.
Give him a good scrub down.
Is it upsetting? Yesterday I was driving in the rain. That would drive you nuts in your Corvette if it was raining?
I don't drive the car in the rain. I've only been caught in it a handful of times. I just don't want excess dirt being shot up on the undercarriage or, you know, getting up into the engine. Every time I take the car out, once I get back, I will wipe down the brake dust on all the rims. I always keep the car as spotless as possible.
Wow.
What would be worse for you? Okay, in your Corvette, mm-hmm. imagine you're out there, you're vetting it up like you normally would.
Yep.
two options. One is you get caught behind a dump truck on a dirt road and they're in front of you. Or would you rather be on a highway in January in your Corvette and have a plow come by with the salter going? You know when they come by and you can literally hear it hitting the side of your car?
Yes.
Just covering the side of your car in salt.
Both are insane options because you can't drive the Corvette in snow. Like, there's okay, no.
Yeah, but you bought winter tires this year because just for this instance, let's just say both scenarios, you have to pick one.
I'll take the dust in that case. It's just I gotta keep it really far back, you know, because I don't want those pebbles.
Yeah, but you don't have that option.
What do you mean I don't have that option?
There's a fire truck behind you.
Fire truck can go around.
It's a skinny road. You can't get out of one. You gotta pick one or the other. Dust storm or the salt storm?
I'm taking the dust. I'm taking the dust storm.
Okay. That was the right answer.
I literally have like stopped in the middle of the road like to avoid potholes and like held up traffic and stuff.
What?
Maybe we don't want Bundus back out in the van. Yeah. Maybe he's just going to be like a traffic nightmare.
To love something so much, you know?
It's the only thing I love.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Do you talk to your car when you're in it? Things? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have a name for your vet?
Yeah, Angie.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Angie.
And then, like...
Angie!
Wow. To be Angie for just a day. We just got a text from Paulo, and he wants to put Bundus in a would-you-rather situation. Would Bundus rather deal with somebody breaking into his condo?
Mm-hmm.
They don't steal much, but they've rummaged through everything. Or... would you rather someone steal your Corvette? You get it back eventually, but there's some minor damage.
And you don't know what they were up to. And sweet Angie.
Yeah.
Angie!
I would prefer the condo break-in.
Really? They've gone through everything, God. Bundus. Even that drawer next to the bed.
Yeah. That's probably why they left. Oh my God.
Shock, run. Yeah. This guy's into some crazy stuff.
Going condo, eh? Don't want anyone to touch your Angie. You don't have the same bond with your place.
I mean, I love my place, don't get me wrong, but
you're not connected to it in the same way.
You don't rub its bum.
No, I don't know.
Does your condo have a bum?
And if it did, what would it be? The bathroom, I guess.
I guess.
Are you ready for three tips from stylists to make sure you look great coming out of lockdown?
Three?
I got three for you. You want them?
Yeah.
All right. Number one, this one we never think about, guys, but it's so important. Pick good underwear. Pick good underwear. That's your foundation.
Yeah.
It does. They say it doesn't really matter if you're building a house or building an outfit. Start with a good foundation. You don't want stuff bunching up. Reaming you here.
You want to know what's funny? I almost bought underwear for Bundus the other day.
That's a little weird.
I know. It's totally weird.
Why?
Well, because Bundus says that he never buys underwear for himself. It's usually his mom that gives it to him.
No, I said they're usually gifts. I didn't say it was my mom.
Well, some of the time they come from your mom.
Yeah.
I think you'd say like Christmas presents and stuff, but...
It's more like Valentine's Day or birthdays from like girlfriends or girls.
Oh, sure.
My mom's not going in and buying me Calvin Klein underwear.
Now all of a sudden the story's changing. It's not my mom. It's usually hot chicks who give me underwear. You know, the kind that like look good. The only reason why is because I found this underwear that I find great. And I'm like, I wonder if I should get a pack for Bundus. And then I said, nah, that might be crossing some sort of line.
I don't know.
So I didn't buy them. But I thought about
Bundus.
You anyway.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, would you have been like happy to receive them or would you have been creeped out?
I'd have been a little bit of both, I think, you know?
Depends how comfortable they were, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it would have been that awkward, like, underwear, really? But then as I grabbed them and looked at them, I'm like, yeah, I probably need these. Cool, thanks, man.
It's funny because you guys bought the same pants.
That's right.
And now you're going to have the same underwear, potentially.
I wanted to be able to fully twin with Bundes. And if we were starting with a different foundation, I don't know if we can call it twinning.
Right. Okay, number two.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We're back into this
that
list.
That was number
right?
one. Take me back.
Here we go.
Fitting into your clothes properly. You know, we don't do it. We buy these clothes off the rack in some size that was, you know, that's close to us, but does it fit us perfectly? Probably not. Get your freaking clothes altered to fit you, guys. That's a tip from the stylist.
Yeah. You know what
there
I almost
go.
Did, actually?
What?
I almost had Bundes's pants taken in for him just because I was like, I'm going to go into his condo, steal a pair of his pants, have them brought in so they fit him perfectly just because I think he'd appreciate it.
What is going on here with you two?
Would that have been creepy, Bundes, or would you have appreciated it?
It might be a little bit of both. At first, I would be like, how did you get into my place? But then as soon as I put the pants on, I'd be like, well, these pants fit pretty good. Thanks, Tucker.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Yeah.
I didn't do it in the end, but I thought about it. Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for number three?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
What's number three?
Jewelry. Okay, when it comes to jewelry, focus in on your favorite pieces and edit down what you wear. Less is more, they say.
Want to know what's funny? Yesterday, I almost bought a ring for Bundes. I was like, buy one, get one for 50% off. I was like, man, I could buy another one for Bundes. It'd be like half the price I paid for mine. We could be like twinsies with their rings. Then I was like, I don't know how thick his fingers are. I don't know him that well. Maybe
you don't know his ring size.
Would that have been weird, Bundes?
You know, maybe at first a little bit. I'd be like, we could be best friends, right? It could be like a promise ring to be best friends instead of anything more. It's like, that's pretty
best
cool.
Best friend rings. But I didn't, so anyway.
That's the end of my list.
Okay.
Wow. You think a lot about Bundes when you're not at work, eh?
Yeah.
He comes to mind quite a bit.
It's like one of three people I see for the last year. What do you want? It's Tucker and Maura. Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Okay. You could live guaranteed to 75 with zero health issues at all.
Okay.
But you're going to die at 75.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Yeah. If you take this deal. It's almost like a deal with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And Bundes, think about this as well. 75, but you're dead the day after. Or you take your chances and hope that you get like a pretty good life going, you know? 75,
yeah.
I'm sure as you get closer to 75, it doesn't feel that old.
My dad died from cancer at 72.
72.
And he was like a really great athlete. He could get on a tree branch and swing around because they used to teach gymnastics back in the day in school.
Okay.
So when he passed away, I was like, that's too young. So I'm going the distance. I'm not making a deal.
Okay,
I'm going to try.
Knowing that you could die in your 50s or 60s or something like that, you're just
going to
take
the
your
dice.
Chances.
I will roll the dice.
Rather than having a guaranteed solid 75.
Because I guarantee you, 75 feels young. Bundes?
I'm taking 75 because I don't even think I will make it there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's been pretty hard on his body.
Well, you got the claw foot.
You get the claw foot.
But you can go the distance with a claw foot.
Yeah, but he also sucks on a vape like a baby sucks on a soother.
Yeah, lots of cigarettes, lots of
smoking, alcohol.
All the pills that I popped back.
The oxy addiction.
Back in the day,
The lack of sleep. I'll be lucky if I make it to 75, so I'll take the deal.
100%.
I wish we could slice our body in half, take a hose, rinse it out, close it back up. You ever wish you could do that?
No.
Rinse out Bundes' liver, high pressure system, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I do wish that the liver was like a winter tire where you could just like take it off, put a new one on.
Yeah.
You know, a few body parts. I never thought of doing like the whole body where we just cut you in half and give you like a full rinse out.
I feel that way when I have like a head cold. You just shave your head in half, take it off, hose it down.
Hose it down and then put it back together and hope that it sticks.
Yeah, it feels so good. But we can't do that. So you would take the 75.
Bundus takes the 75. Great years, you know, starting now. So whatever you are, 30 to like 75.
Yeah,
you got another 45 great years ahead of you.
I also worry about the quality of life that I might have after 75 anyway.
Well, that's also part of it, right? You might live to your 85, but you may not know anything from 75 to 85 because you're like fully dementia. You know what I mean? Like this is, it's all part of that process that goes into coming up with your decision.
Yeah.
Like I'm not as easily, I don't even know if I could decide right now because 75 great years sounds pretty great.
Take the deal, man.
I'm going the distance. When you're dying, I'll be like, wow, big mistake, eh? Look at me. Who knows what I could be doing at 75? Have you seen Madonna?
She's 75?
No. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Madonna's not 75, but nice one.
Like, I don't know. Some people have.
Have you seen Sandra Bullock? Looks pretty good.
Sandra Bullock is certainly not 75, but some people are.
J-Lo's got to be 75.
Yeah, see you later, guys. Yeah. I'll be living life, living the dream at 75.
It's kind of a fun question to ask, too, if you're just like sitting around with a couple of people and you have nothing to do because you ran out of things to say for the global pandemic.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Huh, here's one.
Do you know what catfishing is?
When you pretend to be something you're not.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
You lure somebody in.
I mean, I thought it was just people posting like older photos of themselves that didn't really look like them anymore. But you're saying it can also be you posting a picture that's not even you?
Yeah. Sometimes you're just literally like, I post a picture of Bundus on my Tinder account and I'm like, oh, here we go. Watch him come on in.
Oh, yeah. And then you show up to meet up with the ladies and you look completely different.
Yeah.
And people do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess the hope is that you will win them over. And they'll get past the fact that you completely flat out lied about your appearance?
That's crazy.
Or do you just pretend that that was you and that it's just a better picture of you?
Yeah. Well, here's a question for you. And somebody posted this online and it sparked this huge debate. Is wearing piles of makeup the original catfish? You know?
Oh, interesting.
A woman says that her and her group of friends have never shown their boyfriends what their face really looks like bare. They say that most of them are almost unrecognizable without their makeup on. Many women have said, you know, makeup shouldn't really be considered a form of catfishing because it's not as deceptive as using old photos of yourself and editing photos. But others say, you know, when you get your makeup done professionally, it's almost like you're wearing a Snapchat filter. Like, it's crazy the effect makeup can have.
But I don't know. This is definitely not the right expression, but you know the term buyer beware?
Uh-huh.
What's the dating term that's like more, you know, less transactional? I mean, if you're looking at pictures of the person you're swiping right on and they've got makeup on and their eyes are super dark and they got like all the
fake lashes,
all that stuff.
Very Kim Kardashian.
You kind of know what you're getting into there.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Or are you living in a dream world?
Sometimes you can be really thrown off when it all comes off.
What I'm saying is when you see somebody with lots of makeup or pictures of somebody with lots of makeup, you know there's a chance that they're hiding something. Like if you swipe right on my Tinder profile. And it's only hats.
Yeah.
Then, you know, there's a chance I'm bald under that hat.
Mm-hmm.
If there's not one picture without a hat on,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're running that risk. 100%.
So I wouldn't consider makeup to be a catfish, no.
Okay.
I would say that it can accentuate, hide, or highlight features.
Have you ever been with somebody and you see, like, it on the pillow? Like, you see, like, the makeup
stain. The foundation
stain,
and all that stuff.
The mascara.
Yeah, I've had to throw out towels and bed sheets.
This is just like a makeup smear. You know, that stuff, a lot of it washes out.
No, I don't know. Like, there's also like certain makeup removers, I guess, that like, or creams that literally like burn my stuff.
It just bleaches it.
It's like bleached. Yeah. Like I have gray sheets. I have gray towels. Uh-huh. And like they're yellow now.
They're yellow.
Oh, they turn yellow after, you know, certain girls use their product in the washroom and they wipe their face off and then my gray towel is now burnt yellow.
Right.
Bundus's pillow in his condo from time to time looks like the impression that's on the volleyball's face in Castaway. Wilson, you know?
Looks like Wilson, yeah.
Looks like Wilson. It's just like the imprint of a woman's face on his pillow and it becomes its own personality.
He talks to it.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
It's like he's Castaway in his own bachelor apartment. Yeah. Here's a question for you. Do you think the CEO of Levi's thinks we should all toss out our skinny jeans in the trash? Or do you think the CEO of Levi's is saying, hold on to those, we're not done with them yet?
I'm going to say, what's the original Levi's? The 501? That's not skinny. So I'm going to say he's like, get rid of those things.
Yeah?
Like, nobody wants the 510, the 511 anymore. Give me the 501s.
Oh!
Interesting.
What do you think?
Well, this is the person who's in charge of making sure Levi's sells a lot of jeans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be like asking a bartender, what do you think? Do you think I need another drink?
Uh-huh.
100% of the time, he's going to be like, yeah, get rid of those old jeans. We're in a new phase.
Well, he is saying we are entering a new denim cycle.
Oh, of course he is.
Where skinny jeans are out and wider leg jeans are in. It's the looser wider leg for both men and women. He said the pandemic really pushed the trend over the edge because now people are looking for something that's more comfortable and more relaxed in a form of denim. But should you toss out your skinny jeans? He says no. He doesn't think they're going to completely go away. But we're seeing strong demand for a looser fit. But he says skinny jeans won't completely disappear. There'll just be a couple out of style losers that will still wear them.
Oh, yeah. That'll be me. You know what I need? I need a service that just sends me a new pair of jeans every 6 months that are like evolving into whatever the new trend is.
Did jeans change that all that
fast? I don't think they changed that.
I don't know.
Maybe once a year, maybe.
Well, yeah, but if I get one every 6 months, I'll just constantly be evolving. Like right now, I hear wide leg are in. How wide do I go? I don't even know.
And you know what's so funny is you just took in all your old jeans. Didn't you just have them tapered in?
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but now those...
3 years ago.
You were late. And now the style has changed.
I got so hooked on skinny jeans, I'd buy pants and they weren't skinny enough. So I'd bring them in. I'd be like, make them skinny. Bring them in.
Nice.
I got stick legs.
Yeah. Well, now you need to take them back and say, take them out!
It's Tucker and Maura in the morning.
Energy 95.3.